Ever feel like deploying a machine learning model is like, like planning a world tour for like a band? You've got your hit song, that perfect algorithm, but actually getting it out there to shine on a global stage, that's a whole other
Oh, that
challenge.
is a great analogy.
So that's what we're diving into today with Manisa Tarifa-Luron's Lecture 3, Deployment and Production Considerations. We're going to unpack all of that.
It's and just like a world tour, there are some unique obstacles when deploying machine learning models. Think about it, what works perfectly in a sound studio might totally fall flat in a live concert venue, right?
Yeah, you mean like when your code runs flawlessly on your machine, but then crashes and burns in production?
Exactly.
Been there.
That's what we call environment mismatch, a classic deployment headache. And it's exactly why tools like Docker are so crucial in this whole process. Think of Docker as like creating this portable sound stage for your model. It ensures consistent performance no matter where it's deployed. So no more debugging nightmares because of like different software versions or system dependencies.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But what about when that concert venue is like packed to the rafters? How do we make sure our model can handle that kind of pressure, that massive audience?
Scalability is key. Just like you would plan for different crowd sizes, right? Your deployment needs to be able to scale seamlessly as well. Load testing becomes essential here, simulating those high traffic scenarios to really identify any bottlenecks. And if things get really crazy, cloud platforms like AWS or Azure, those become your best friends because they provide that flexibility to scale resources on demand.
It's like having a stadium that can just like magically expand to accommodate more fans.
I
That's
get it.
awesome. But even with like a perfectly tuned setup and a venue that can handle like a massive crowd, there's always the risk of like releasing a dud, right?
Absolutely. Version control is crucial. Just like a band wouldn't release an unfinished song, right? Keeping track of all your model versions means you can quickly roll back to a previous stable version if something goes wrong with a new deployment.
Makes total sense. Now let's talk about those different stages, so to speak, that our model can perform on. What are our options for actually getting this thing deployed?
You've got several options, each with its own trade-offs. It's all about choosing the right stage for the performance you want to give.
I love that. So let's break it down. First up, local deployment. That's like our band practicing in the garage, right?
Exactly.
Perfect for jamming, experimenting, but not quite ready for, prime time.
Exactly. Local deployment is great for testing and development, but it lacks the scalability and reliability you need for a wider audience.
Okay, so we need a bigger stage. What about server-based deployment? Is that like renting out like a local club?
Precisely. With server-based deployment, you get more control over the environment and resources. It's definitely a good step up from local deployment, but it still requires a fair amount of, manual management and might not be sufficient for really large-scale applications.
Okay, so for true rock star status, we're talking cloud deployment. That's our stadium show, right?
You got it. Cloud platforms, like AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud, they offer unparalleled scalability, reliability, and a whole suite of tools to manage your deployment.
Oh, wait, there's one more venue we haven't touched on.
Oh, right.
Edge deployment. Is that like our surprise pop-up concert?
Exactly. Edge deployment brings the performance closer to your audience, deploying models directly to devices like smartphones or IoT sensors, even those self-driving cars.
Perfect for real-time applications where latency is critical. So, okay, we've got our stages, but how do we actually get our show on the road? So we've explored like the where of deployment, but now let's talk about the how, and that's where Docker enters the scene, Raymond.
Absolutely, yeah. Docker is like having this magic suitcase for your model, Everything it needs is packed neatly inside and it's ready to perform anywhere in the world.
No more equipment malfunctions or missing instruments. I wish I had that for my last vacation. But how does Docker actually work? Like, what's going on under the hood?
So imagine like you create a blueprint. This blueprint contains everything your model needs to run, the code, libraries, dependencies. And that blueprint, that's your Docker image. This image is then like transformed into what we call a container, which is like a self-contained runnable instance of your model.
Okay, so the image is like the recipe, and then the container is the fully baked cake ready to be served.
Exactly. And just like a cake recipe, you need, instructions to create your image. That's where Docker files come in. They're like these step-by-step guides telling Docker exactly how to build that image.
And the best part is you can share these recipes, right? Like, no more sending zip files back and forth with like cryptic setup instructions.
Precisely. You can push your Docker images to public repositories, like Docker Hub, or even set up your own private ones for, you know, more control over your images. And this just makes collaborations so much more seamless, and it ensures that everyone on your team has access to the same consistent environment.
It's like having a universal language for deploying these machine learning models, which is awesome. Now, tell me, what about why is Docker such a game changer for deployments?
One word, isolation. Imagine each Docker container as this soundproof booth for your model. Okay, it operates completely independently, so it's not interfering with other applications or being affected by them.
So no more worrying about like conflicting software versions, causing chaos on your system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, this isolation also really boosts security, because even if one container is compromised somehow, the rest of them remain totally protected, you know, containing any potential damage.
It's like having a like a security detail for each band member, like making sure that the show can go on even if one of them gets like, you know, caught in a fan frenzy or something.
Exactly, yeah.
But isolation is just one perk. What else does Docker bring to the table?
Remember our concert analogy. So Docker really shines when it comes to scalability. Imagine like effortlessly being able to spin up additional containers, almost like adding more servers on the fly, right?
Okay.
Just to handle like a really sudden surge in concert goers.
It's like having like an army of stagehands ready to expand the stage at a moment's notice.
Yes, exactly.
So we've got isolation, we've got scalability. What about efficiency? Does Docker like lighten the load on our systems at all?
Absolutely. Docker containers are remarkably lightweight. Think of them as like these really nimble roadies who know exactly what they're doing, right? They share the host operating system's kernel, so they require far fewer resources than traditional like virtual machines.
Which means we can achieve more with less hardware, ultimately saving both money and energy, right?
Exactly, yeah. And because Docker offers this standardized way to build, ship, and run applications, management becomes significantly easier. It simplifies your entire workflow and just reduces the risk of running into errors during deployment.
So it's like having this really, really well-rehearsed stage crew that can set up the entire show flawlessly time after time.
Precisely. This consistency and reproducibility are so valuable, especially for these really complex projects that have, you know, multiple teams and a lot of dependencies.
Wow. Docker truly is like the unsung hero of modern deployments. But tell me, like, who else is using Docker out in the wild?
Docker's impact actually extends far beyond like, you know, just the tech world. So in finance, it's being used to deploy models for fraud detection and risk assessment, ensuring, you know, accuracy and security. Healthcare leverages Docker to deploy models for like medical image analysis and personalized treatment recommendations, especially where consistency is really paramount.
And we can't forget about e-commerce. I mean, Docker powers a lot of these recommendation engines and personalized shopping experiences we see today, right?
Yeah.
It's like Docker is everywhere.
It is. You said it. From like, you know, self-driving cars to smart homes, Docker is kind of quietly working behind the scenes, making all our lives easier and just more efficient.
Okay, so we've covered Docker. We talked about all these different deployment strategies. Like, we've got this whole world tour mapped out, right?
Yeah.
But how do we actually make sure that the show runs smoothly, like night after night, without a hitch?
That's where that, you know, the magic of automation comes in, specifically with what we call CI/CD pipelines. It's like, imagine having, you know, this tireless stage crew that handles all the setup, the testing, and the deployment, so you can just really focus on the music, right?
Okay. I'm intrigued. Break it down for me. What are these CI/CD pipelines, and how do they actually streamline this whole deployment process?
So CI stands for continuous integration. Imagine this system that's like, you know, continuously monitoring your code base for any changes, right? So as soon as like a developer pushes any new code, CI kicks in and automatically runs a bunch of tests just to make sure everything integrates smoothly. You know, no bugs have been introduced, nothing like that.
So it's like having this super efficient quality control team, but they're working 24/7 just to catch any issues before they even become real problems.
Exactly. Nice. Now, CD, or continuous delivery, this kind of takes over once the code has passed all the CI tests. So it automates that entire release and deployment process, right? Uh-huh. Packaging the application, deploying it to, you know, whatever environment you've chosen, even handling any rollbacks if they're needed. And all of this happens with very minimal human intervention, which makes the process, you know, way faster, much smoother, and just less prone to errors.
Wow, that sounds incredibly efficient. It's like having a team of, like, you know, robot roadies who can just set up an entire concert stage with, like, the push of a button.
It's a total game changer for development workflows. And platforms like, you know, GitHub Actions, they make implementing CI/CD remarkably accessible these days.
Okay, GitHub Actions, that name rings a bell. Tell me more about how it fits into this whole automation puzzle.
So imagine GitHub Actions as like the conductor of your CI/CD orchestra, right?
Yeah.
So you define workflows, and these workflows are essentially these automated procedures that are triggered by specific events, like, say, a developer pushes code to the repository.
So the workflow is like the master sheet music, and then these events are like the cues for different sections of the orchestra to play their parts.
I like that analogy, yeah.
Yeah.
So within each workflow, you've got these individual jobs. Each job has its own specific role to play in the whole process, right? And each job is further broken down into steps, which are those like individual actions that need to be performed, like, you know, running tests or maybe building a Docker image.
So it's like this beautifully organized system where every component has this very specific purpose and they all work together to just ensure this like flawless performance. But do we have to like write all those steps from scratch every single time, or are there like pre-built options available?
That's the beauty of GitHub Actions. Mm-hmm. You can actually leverage this like vast library of pre-built actions for all those like, you know, common tasks. Need to deploy your code to AWS. Boom, there's an action for that. Need to run your test suite. Another action's got you covered. So it's really all about flexibility and customization.
It's like having this toolbox full of like, you know, specialized tools. You just pick the ones you need and you build your automation workflow. But what about security? Because deployments often involve, you know, sensitive information like API keys or, you know, database credentials, that kind of stuff. How do we make sure to keep all that safe?
GitHub Actions has got you covered there too. They offer a really secure way to manage this kind of sensitive data through what we call secrets. So these secrets are like these encrypted environment variables, and they're stored securely within your repository settings. So your workflows can access these secrets without ever actually exposing that sensitive information directly in your code.
So it's like having this backstage pass that only, you know, authorized personnel can use.
Exactly.
Ensuring that your sensitive information remains, you know, completely protected throughout that entire deployment process.
You got it. And the best part is, with tools like Docker and platforms like GitHub Actions, deploying machine learning models is becoming so much more accessible, even for like individuals and small teams.
This has been an awesome journey, I have to say, from like really understanding the challenges of deployment to exploring the power of Docker and the CI/CD pipelines. It's amazing how much the world of software development has like really evolved even in just like the past few years.
Oh, absolutely. And it's only going to get more and more exciting from here. With new tools and technologies emerging like all the time, the possibilities for what you can create and deploy are truly limitless.
So for all you listeners out there, whether you're, you know, seasoned data scientists or just starting your machine learning journey, remember, deploying your work is just as important as building it. Embrace the power of these tools, get those models out into the world, and who knows what amazing things you might achieve.
Yep.